Now I'm going to go to cosmology, and I have to make one technical point here, just for the general audience. I'm going to describe all distances now in terms of look back time. So I'm going to, and the reason for doing this is simple, that if you are at sufficiently large distance and a light beam is emitted from that distance, say up there at the wall, right, and it comes towards me, it takes some time for that light beam to get to me. And I can say that I can measure the distance of that light beam by saying that I can look back in time in the universe. So that if I look back 1 billion years, 2 billion years, 3 billion years, that's the time that it takes for the light to get from that point, which I'm describing as 2 or 3 billion years in look back time. It's the time that it takes the light to get from that point to me. Okay? So that if I say the universe is 10 to 15 billion years old and I have a look back time of about 5 billion years, then I'm looking back half the age of the universe. Hubble's constant is the constant between the velocity of recession of everything in the universe away from everything else and the distance that they are apart. Measuring the velocity of recession is easy. You can do that to any degree of accuracy you want. But measuring the distance is hard, and this was the first attempt with Hubble to measure the distance, and they got a good distance to around 100. And this gave a Hubble constant, without going into details of the units, of 70. The range currently now is between 50 and 70. But let me translate that into an age of the universe for you. The age of the universe measured by Wendy Friedman et al. In their seminal paper, which basically changed the nature of cosmology, I think, gave you an age of the universe of somewhere between 8 and 12 billion years. The age of the universe which you get, which is 8 billion years, occurs if the density of the universe is what's called the critical density, which will just almost close the universe. This is a very beautiful theory. Theory points you in the direction of that sort of density for reasons which I won't go into, but theory favored by particle physicists and cosmologists who believe that, you know, what is true must be beautiful. So this is the most elegant and beautiful theory that they can find. But the result that you get from assuming that the density of the universe is low is 12 billion years. Okay, so let's get this straight. 8 billion years, beautiful. 12 billion years is the high number. The other way to measure the age of the universe, rather than the kinematic age, is to measure the age of the oldest thing. And unlike what my children think, it is not aging professors, it's actually stars. Right? So stars can be as old as 15 billion years. Maybe they can get down to 12 billion years. So the age of the oldest things in the universe, according to the theory of stellar evolution, which still have some semi-empirical parameters, the age of the oldest things in the universe may squeeze down to 12 billion years. So here we have the most beautiful and elegant theory at 8 billion years, and which is the high density called omega equals 1 theories. And here we have the theory which can just fit the data with the Hubble constant measured by Friedman et al., which is the low density universe, which will expand forever. So that's the state of play there, and I'll make some remarks at the end about. And then there's one more point I want to make. And that is that most of the matter in the universe is, we do not know what it is made of. We can infer again from Newton's laws that in many cases the existence of very large amounts of material around galaxies and clusters of galaxies, for example, that we cannot give you anything at all about what it is made of. People have tried to explain it by neutrinos with a very small mass, tried to explain it by low mass stars, etc. And they've all been ruled out recently. So where are we in terms of cosmology right now? So we don't know what the mass of the universe is. We don't even know if within a factor of 90 or 99%. And that's a big mystery. It reminds me of the ether at the end of last century that everyone believed in, that propagated electromagnetic waves. until Einstein came along and said C is constant. So we have to be very careful about making statements about missing mass. It looks like the age of the universe is consistent with the universe being low density, and that's from the result of Friedman et al. Now, why did I say the Friedman et al. Result was a seminal result in cosmology? It's not that the number was anything different from what other people have found, but the method is different. Now, I have nothing against great classical astronomers, but this technique and the way it has been approached is different. It's more like physics and it's or engineering. It's often physicists add a rigor and a clarity to things that is lacking. And I believe that the error calculations made in the Friedman et al. Paper are reasonably good for the first time. And one can easily see now they've got one object, they've got six more in the current cycle, which is closing. They're getting 120 orbits to do this again in all succeeding cycles until the errors come down from something like 20% to 5%. So it looks like by the end of the century there'll be a very accurate determination of the age of the universe from measuring the Hubble constant. So the Hubble constant will be determined. And that's been an interesting subject that people have worried about for a long time. Getting the density of the universe from the measurements is a completely different story. It may not be possible to do that with Hubble. It may require, as I said, a 10-meter telescope on the moon. But very valiant attempts will be made to measure the density of the universe accurately. But it requires standard candles, which one is trying to find at look-back times in the universe of almost the entire age of the universe. So I want to conclude now by saying that cosmology is, as many of you noticed, in a wonderful golden age at the moment, which started really with the discovery of quasars, and then pulsars, then the microwave background, which is listening to the whispers of the Big Bang of the universe, and has now gone through the understanding that the light elements were synthesized in the Big Bang. And then there have been some questions along the way about, you know, this dark matter, and I think the most exciting results for me are the fact that the Hubble constant can be determined by the end of the century, but also that one can now begin to understand how galaxies are forming by just looking. So that's the end of the science talk, but I want to end by thanking you all for coming here. And it really is an enormous pleasure for me to be here at Melbourne University. It has great and fond memories. Thank you.